deceptions. Welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Elon Musk has decided to join with the rebels and make America great again. Only one thing remains. This Musk-Trump interview Monday is going to set records. It might even break the internet, as they say. I know I'm looking forward to it. By the way, I'm sure you've heard the story with Tulsi Gabbard. We now know more information. Apparently, this happened right after she scorched Kamala Harris in the debate, is what's being reported. And the day after, somebody requested somehow that she get put on a terror watch list. Now, there more details need to be discovered in all of this, but did they put Tulsi Gabbard on a terror watch list because she embarrassed Kamala Harris? Did they put Tulsi Gabbard on a terror watch list because she spoke out against the Democrat Party? Did they put Tulsi Gabbard on a terror watch list because she says things like this?
The troubling part about all this is it's not even people who we vote for. When you look at what happened when President Biden had that infamous debate with President Trump, it exposed the reality that many of us have known for a long time, which is that President Biden has not been the guy calling the shots. He has not been the guy making the decisions, nor has it been Kamala Harris, for that matter, nor will it be if she is elected president. It is this cabal of, you know, the Democrat elite, the woke warmongers, made up of the likes of Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and, you know, Tony Blinken and Jake Sullivan and, you know, people who are in the military industrial complex, people who profit from us being in a constant state of war. It is those in the administrative state, in the national security state, who derive more authorities and ability to take away our liberty when we are in a heightened state of crisis or war. It is their friends and billionaires and people in media who all derive their power from being able to have a figurehead that essentially they can control. And the most troubling part about, there's so many things wrong with this, of course, but really at the most fundamental level, you look at, you know, our country is the oldest democracy in the world. But the reality of a truly functioning and thriving democracy that has brought to life the vision that our founders had for us, that we really have a government of, by, and for the people, and that we have the ability and responsibility, for that matter, to ensure that the government we have only exists with the consent of the governed, that becomes very hard to do, to hold people accountable, when the person that you voted for is certainly not the one making the decisions.
Well, I'll tell you what, they've created a bad opponent for themselves in Tulsi Gabbard. So this is only going to make her more hardened to fight this corrupt establishment and expose the corrupt people behind it that would dare put her on a terror watch list. All right, we got a couple important guests coming up next, folks. There's a big thing happening right now in California. You don't want to miss this.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's a beacon for patriots worldwide. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, we've been following a story here that is reaching a pivotal point, and that's the story of Jeff Younger and his children. After having, let's say, some fallout with his wife, she then wanted to take one of his children to California for gender transition surgery. Jeff was essentially cut off from the process. This started a legal battle, in his mind, to save his son, and probably your minds as well. And so we've covered this multiple times. He's been on the air with us explaining this truly deranged story, heartbreaking story. But now the court case has begun, and it gets even worse as the process continues. So joining us now is Jeff Younger himself, the father, and then also covering this story for the National File. We have Noel Frisch with us as well. And so they're both joining me, and I don't know where you guys want to begin. I don't know if you want to kind of introduce the latest developments, Noel, and then just we can get your latest situational update as well, Jeff. So Noel, I'll just go ahead and let you introduce the latest news here and explain to my audience what's going on.
Yeah, I'll be quick here and then hand it over to Jeff. The state of play as the legal situation in California stands now is they're playing hot potato, basically, with this case. And it's a strategy that the judges and the judiciary there in Los Angeles County are using proactively and affirmatively in order to basically create a whack-a-mole scenario where we're just going to have a hard time nailing down the individual that's actually going to be responsible for this travesty if this travesty ends up happening. Jeff's there in Los Angeles. He's having to show up for hearings in Los Angeles County now. And Jeff can speak to this in much greater detail than I can. Jeff is litigating pro se, Owen, I can tell you, because there are not any attorneys in California or Texas who want to touch this with a 10-foot pole because they're all wussies, I will say that word wussy instead of other words. And it's a travesty. Our legal system is a total joke. So Jeff is litigating this himself pro se, and he's doing a stellar job because he's actually willing to go up against the bar and the judges who are the chief clerics who wear the funny robes of that church over there in the judiciary. And so Jeff's they're trying to put him in jail. Literally, they want to put him in jail, and they're setting up all kinds of hoops for him to jump through. We can go through this in detail. National File has been all over this. Jeff, why don't you go ahead and really get into the nitty gritty of the details of the case?
Sure, no. And hi, Owen. How you doing, man? You look great after your stint in prison. You look like a real InfoWars baller now, and you look like you've been working out and ready to go. And,
well, let's just say I hope that you don't join me in that club.
Well, I hope I come out looking as tough and strong as you do, and ready to keep swinging. And So you're a real inspiration to all of us, my friend. Well, here's the deal. It's the bottom line is this: the trial is fixed here. Shock and surprise. You know, I show up on day one, and the judge has already prejudged the case. He's already what we say embroiled with the other side. If he was any more embroiled with the other side in this case, he'd be a well done beefsteak. I can tell you that. He has consistently ruled against me. He's used surprise in the courtroom. You know, I went to a scheduling hearing, and he just summarily denied all five of my pretrial motions without any notice or any opposition even filed by the other side. I have filed for disqualification on this judge. He has no right to rule in this case, but he's continuing to rule, and he's just challenging me to go up to the higher courts. He knows that I don't have a lawyer, and he thinks that, you know, I'm not going to have the resources to go up there. But what he doesn't know is that pro se, I've litigated at the Texas Supreme Court. I've litigated twice at the appellate courts, and I've run trials in Texas five times. So I'm not going away, and I'm not going to stop protecting my son, and no scummy California judge is going to get me off the case to save my son, James.
Well, I want you to go into detail with two things for me. One, if you would briefly, because people might not be aware of your situation, if you want to just kind of briefly explain how you ended up in a California court protecting your son from transgender surgery. And then once you've explained that, I can either reset it and ask you, or you can go into detail, but how it is that you're basically fighting laws in California that are against you.
That's right. And the judges even quoted those laws. Well, here's how I got to California. In 2019, I won a trial, a jury trial, which gave me 50-50 custody and no child support and a check on all medical procedures on my son in order to protect him. The liberal judges in Dallas County, along with the establishment donor law firm Coons Fuller, who is the largest donor to judicial campaigns in the state of Texas, got my case switched from the 255th District Court to the 301st District Court with a crazy liberal judge named Mary Brown. And I call her Bloody Mary Brown. Bloody Mary Brown systematically stripped me of all my parental rights. Remember, this is right after I got a jury trial that gave me 50-50 custody and protection of my son on medical rights. She systematically stripped me of all my parental rights, eventually giving me supervised visitation because I wouldn't stop coming on to InfoWars and I wouldn't stop talking to National File about what they were trying to do to my son and telling them what the courts were doing. They tried to put me under an illegal gag order. And I don't follow illegal orders or mandates from the government, and I never will. That's why I'm still here. So after that happened, and they could say that I had not visited my children in a certain amount of time, I think it was 6 months, because they chose gay and transgender custody supervisors for me to go to. So they wouldn't let me take my son out of a dress when he came to visit me because my ex-wife would put my son in a dress. They wouldn't let me pray with my son and so forth. So I couldn't take visitation because then I'd be forced to affirm that he's a girl. So they said, well, you haven't visited your sons, so we're going to let your ex-wife move to California. And I went up to the Texas Supreme Court litigating this, saying, look, this California just passed a transgender kidnapping bill, SB 101. And in this bill, it says that if my sons entered the jurisdiction of California, California will never return them to Texas, even on a court order. And I said, my sons simply can't be safe. This will remove the protections of Texas law for my sons. I spent 6 years trying to get a transgender protection bill for kids passed in Texas. I spent $200,000, 6 years of my time, and I finally got it done. So that's why my ex moved to California, and that's why the judge let her move. You would think the conservative Supreme Court of Texas would protect my son, but all the justices except one, that's Justice Devine, voted to protect my son. But all the other justices voted to let my ex-wife move to California. That's how she got there, Owen.
So quickly then, just for kind of a better understanding, when this whole ordeal started, how old was your son and how old is he now?
She started transitioning him at 2 years old, and he's 12 years old now, and I've been fighting in the courts for 10 years.
Now, obviously, as you said a moment ago, the judge is citing these laws against you. So how do they have these laws in California rigged so that basically, I mean, it sounds to me that they're not even really letting you have a case. They're just saying, no. Nope, this is the law. And by the way, the law is on trial when you have jury trials, by the way. That's part of the process. It's not just the case with the evidence. The law is on trial as well. That's part of the reason why they have juries. So how is it that they're using these laws to basically say, sorry, you have no case?
So here's what's happened in California. There's a senator named Weiner who has become the focal point for big donor money that wants to push the LGBT agenda. Weiner has successfully gotten passed through both houses of the California legislature bills that do things like set the public policy of California and establish it as providing what they call gender affirming care. It amounts to robbing children of puberty. And that's a public policy interest in California, officially. They have passed the transgender kidnapping bill, which means that transgender children will not be repatriated to other states that don't have gender-affirming care. They passed laws which allow children at 12 years old to consent to these treatments and to commit themselves to a state halfway house where they will not even inform their parents of where their children are until they're castrated. So California has just gone completely off the deep end. And what's fascinating about this, or really, you know, I say fascinating, I start to speak like a lawyer, right? It's an interesting legal problem. But what's terrifying about this is that in the entire world, all of the science and all of the governments in the world are banning these procedures because they've done them for 10 to 20 years and they can prove that it's harming children. And California is, while the science is going our way that we shouldn't do it, California is going the other way and say we're going to do it anyway and we're going to rob these kids of puberty. And I think puberty is a human right. It's how we become fully human. It's how you achieve your full human potential. Robbing a child of puberty is a grave violation of their human rights, and it should be treated as such in American law.
Well, I'll tell you, I mean, that's, you might say, a campaign slogan, if you will, but that's a good way of putting it. Puberty is a human right. Growing up is a human, I mean, I don't know how else you could put it other than that. What's insane about this is that we're even having this conversation. I mean, beyond just the laws, really? Mutilating a child is bad for their health? Like, what? What are you going to tell me? That it's hot in August at noon in Texas? I mean, this is just crazy. So, again, the fact we're having this conversation, but I feel like this is the left going off the deep edge. What is really behind this? I mean, do they really believe this is science? Or is there something else happening here?
So one of the things that I've had to do, and it's been very difficult, you know, in order for me to be successful both rhetorically and in the law fighting these people, is I've had to spend a lot of time trying to understand their point of view. And the easiest way I can put this, it's more complex than this, but the easiest way to put it is this. They believe in a form of expressive individualism in which there's no limits on your potential to define yourself and your own identity. And at the very center of human identity, they place your sexuality. So for us normal people, sex is a behavior that we engage in. It's not an identity that we have. You know, a gay person isn't gay because they're born that way. They're gay because they engage in certain behaviors, right? We think of it as a behavior, but they think of it as a central part of their identity. It's a status, not a behavior. And so when they look at a child that has no sexual identity, because children don't have a sexual identity till after they go through puberty, they actually believe they're being benevolent to the child by giving them a sexual identity because it allows them to be more fully human. And that's the nuttery that we're facing. And do they believe it? You better believe they believe it. Is it a scientific belief? No. Is it a belief that arose out of the human condition naturally and the way cultures arise? No. It's an elite idea that was pushed on the left. The left is particularly vulnerable to this idea. And it's been pushed since the 1960s. And I think the ultimate aim of all of these pogroms that the globalists have pushed are essentially to break the political power of the middle class in America. And by destroying the families of the middle class, particularly removing their children from their care, they can pass on globalist values to the next generation and eradicate the political power of the middle class. I've lived all over the world, Owen, and I can tell you that nowhere in the world do people believe in free speech except in America. Nowhere in the world do they believe in the right to keep and bear arms except in America. Nowhere do they believe in the right to avoid self-incrimination except in America. Nowhere do they believe that you should be secure in your person and your property from the government except in America. We're the only country in the world that believes that. And in our own country, the elites don't believe it, and the lower classes that are on welfare don't believe it. So the only people in the world that still believe in these traditional American ideas of liberty and freedom is the American middle class. And so the entire world needs the American middle class, the political power of the American middle class, to be destroyed in order to enact globalism. And I think that's what's ultimately behind it.
Yeah, I would expand on that and putting it in my own words. And I had this realization some time ago where we hear this kind of pushback from conservatives, which is like, oh, well, you know, let the liberals destroy their children. Let the liberals abort their children, because then our children will inherit the future. They'll inherit America. But I realize it, and a story like yours is kind of a case in point. I realize that, no, this isn't about who's having kids and raising the future. This is why the liberals want to take control of your kids, because they're not having kids. They're not having kids. So they want to get control of your kids in the classrooms, the courtrooms, wherever they possibly can. That's what's really going on here. Case in point is what you're going through. But I would even take it a step further. And I would say that the Democrats are also doing this definitely for a political measure, as you're talking about, because they look at this and they think, hey, look, we can create a straw man, a political straw man, and say, hey, conservatives and Republicans and Trump or whoever, they're against trans people. They're against you. So you need to vote Democrat. And so they create an entire class of people that doesn't even exist. It's a fake class of people, just so they can create this straw man argument and say, see, you have to vote for us because these people are against you. So I think that that's another level. Now, I want to be clear, and I want to go to Noel, who's been waiting patiently, because I know a lot of people have paid a price for coming on this show. Unfortunately, you are one of those individuals. I originally was just going to talk to Noel, and he said, "Well, let's get you on as well." And so you volunteered to do this, and so
I don't back down from this stuff.
You've made that quite clear.
I'm like you. I learned it from you, man. I'm not backing down from this stuff.
Well, I appreciate that. That means a lot, because, I mean, you're fighting for your kid and who knows, maybe the future, maybe millions of kids. I mean, quite frankly, the way this could end up. So, Noel, do you want to comment here?
Yeah, let me add some context to what Jeff was saying with SB 107 out in California. California really is at the center of all of this, like Jeff said. And with SB 107, Owen, this is insane. There are, by my count, 11 other states in our union that we have here. That are, to be clear, affirmatively allowing a nutty parent, almost always usually a mother who wants to transition a child, to abscond with the child to a destination state. And then the destination state will deny the enforcement of court-ordered custody, orders. And rules that govern family law, which are very serious. If you've ever had bumped up against that at all anywhere, you got to stay within 30 miles if they're shared custody. Okay. Well, these 10, 11 states are actually aiding and abetting the kidnapping of children from red states to these nutty blue states for the express purpose of the wienerectomies, the genital mutilation, the cutting off of the genitals, and the transitioning and chemical castration of these children, Owen. That's what we're talking about.
But wait
here.
A second, hold on a second. Let me try to rephrase this, and if I can understand better what you're saying. You're talking about let's say basic family court decisions, shared custody decisions, where there's a arbitrary amount of distance you have to stay, or in a district, whatever the decision is, let's say 30 miles for the case you just made. So you're saying they're basically allowing parents, in this example, they're allowing mothers to break these laws, break these agreements, as long as they're going to a sanctuary city for trans kids.
That is exactly what is happening, Owen. That is exactly correct. They are aiding and abetting human trafficking. It's human and child sex trafficking. We have 11 states pretending that human and child sex trafficking for the purpose of these transition surgeries and genital mutilation is legal and good. And California is right at the middle of it. And Owen, and I'm going to tell you, I got to say this. We have a story in National File right now with Maya Harris, younger sister to Kamala. And she is served on the board of the Arcus Foundation. Nobody's really heard of the Arcus Foundation. Some of your viewers may have heard of the Stryker family. They are friends with the Pritzkers. All of these billionaire families and the Bosch family out in Germany, they have these weird second-generation kids. Many of them are transitioning themselves and wearing dresses and the lipstick and the ladies' underwear and everything else that they do. Well, also, very importantly, they're taking the billions of dollars that's being given to them from their family offices to put them into nonprofit organizations to go engage in, you know, nonprofit work of making sure that laws like this get passed in California. So obviously, these people are running afoul of all kinds of laws with our federal government. There's no question about it, and it's got to be stomped out.
Well, I guess, Jeff, I would ask you one more question, and I can't even imagine how hard this is for you to just even be asked and answer this stuff. But, I mean, your kid is older now. I mean, how does he feel about all this? Do you even know?
Well, I've got access to his some of his psychological records, and I can tell you that he's been fully brainwashed, and that's why they got him away from me. When I had I just had 27% of the time with him, he told court-appointed counselors repeatedly he didn't want to be a girl, didn't want to wear dresses. He was embarrassed going to school in dresses. But they got him away from me for 3 years where I couldn't visit him, and they brainwashed him. And so I think he's thinking this might could happen, that he might could be a girl.
And, you know, the other thing they do in these situations, and any kid will fall for this, it's like, you know, why do they put a toy chest at the dentist office? You know, because, right. Oh, I don't want to go to the dentist, but oh, I get a toy. Or why do they give you a lollipop after they give you a shot at the doctor's office? Oh, because the shot is really tough, but oh, I get a lollipop. So it's a popular way of luring children. Or even the famous thing is, oh, I'm in a white van. Hey, our kids have free candy. So that's basically what is going on with these kids. And so, well, we're going to stay updated. We're going to keep our audience updated with any, other developments here, and obviously, you know, Jeff, you're welcome to update us as well. I hope you don't get in trouble for this. Noel, I'll be in touch with you on this story as well. So I appreciate you giving me these updates, and you know, I pray for you. I pray for your kid, but really, I think that you understand this too. This could implicate millions of children in the future. This could really implicate children all around the world, even certainly in the United States of America. So keep fighting the good fight, and appreciate your time today.
Love you, Owen. Take care.
Thank you, guys. All right. I don't know what else you can say to that, folks. That is just – I mean, you want to talk about a sign of the times? How am I even having this discussion? How am I even talking to a man about his son being moved out of Texas to California so that he can have his balls chopped up? And that's supposedly liberal, and that's supposedly loving, and that's supposedly a trans kid. This is beyond the pale stuff here, folks. This is, and so that's what I'm saying. It's like, you know, we're not in a political debate with these leftists and these Democrats now. I mean, this is moral. This is spiritual. How is this not? This isn't up for debate. This is child endangerment. This is child abuse. Unless you call it a trans kid, any other situation, that's child abuse.
I want to tell you the story, the history of InfoWars MD, one of our biggest and most important lines of high-quality supplements, because it's a story of political attacks and not giving up, and it's an amazing product line that funds our operation. Going back about 3 years ago, during all the deplatforming of InfoWars, not just off the internet, not just with banking, some of the big supplement manufacturers that we were using, some of the best in the country, had been bought up during the pandemic. during the shutdown, and then they would notify us. We had five companies making product for us. Three of them notified us that we're no longer going to work with you because you're Alex Jones and you're InfoWars. So we made a lot of phone calls, reached out to our contacts. We found one of the biggest supplement makers in the country. I'm not going to say their names. They get harassed, but they're big listeners. And they said, listen, you know, we were supplying a lot of the raw materials to several of your manufacturers that are no longer doing business with you. And we would love to put out a private label where we just put your label on our product. And then when people order from you, it drop ships out of our warehouses. And so we added a bunch of their products to our lineup. And I didn't ever really promote them a lot because we were, you know, selling our products and a lot of the products that we developed. But so many of these products that they had put out, again, were the exact same thing that we were putting out. In fact, in some cases, like in the case of Nitric Boost, it's the exact same formula that we private labeled from them before we were even doing InfoWars MD with them. So case in point right now, our version of Nitric Boost, it's so good for your heart and body and cardiovascular system, cleans out your blood. Dr. Minkowitz has talked about being one of the best formulas out there. Our version of it sold out about 3 weeks ago. Well, their version is just a white bottle from their warehouse, and it's the exact same pill, the exact same people, does the exact same thing, and it's the exact same price. So that's what InfoWars MD is. Take Turmeric 95. Turmeric 95 is called that because it's the strongest curcuminoid concentrate, 95% that they can make. And it turns out that's the company years ago, and I wanted to put out the strongest turmeric available that was actually producing it. So, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, sold out at InfoWarsStore.com, but not their Turmeric 95, which is the same 95% curcuminoid and the same ingredients that boost it. So that's why InfoWars MD is such an amazing line. And because of the bankruptcy, attempts to shut us down, and the bad CRO we had here before, who would not reorder product, we would not have any new product to sell to stay on air if we hadn't set this up with InfoWars MD. Now, they've got over 100 products, and as we speak, we're making labels for the rest of their line. But 17 of their products that are their best sellers, the top of their catalog, we do have at InfoWarsStore.com from InfoWars MD. So, I've told you some of the history, what's behind it. It's amazing. It's super high quality. Here's just a few of the things that are available. Nitric Boost, Good Night Sleep, Joint Relief Max is amazing, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Probiotic Formula, CBD Full Spectrum, 25 milligram gummies, CBD Full Spectrum, 10 milligram gummies, works great, Turmeric 95, Libido RX, Better Mood, Mushroom Max for mental clarity and your immune system, Superfood Greens, Ageless Vitality Collagen, and a lot more. So if you want to keep InfoWars on the air, at the same time get amazing products, please visit InfoWarsStore.com today and check out the InfoWars MD line of products. There's a bunch of others I didn't mention. We're adding more every few days. So please take action and go to InfoWarsStore.com and secure your InfoWars MD today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Give me liberty
or give me death.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
How does her change in her view on her policy justify having the presumptive, the Republican nominee, questioning her race? How does that increase or decrease your party's chances of winning in November?
Well, Caitlin, you haven't had that conversation with Kamala Harris because she's been hiding out.
I want to have this conversation with you, Senator.
Just like Joe Biden hid out before her. And my point is, when are you and the rest of the media going to demand that Kamala Harris come out and answer questions in an unscripted format about where she stands for this country, as opposed to continuing to focus on what Donald Trump said today? You know, 4 years ago, Joe Biden said, if you don't vote for him, you ain't black. Could you imagine a more insulting comment? Joe Biden is presuming to judge the political views of 1/8 of our fellow citizens based on their skin color. Did you ever ask Kamala Harris to condemn his remarks?
There are
did you ever ask him or ask
but
her
Senator,
if that was racist?
This is a question. You're a Republican senator, so I want to ask you about the Republican nominee.
Did you ask Kamala Harris? Caitlin, did you ask Kamala Harris why she's willing to serve as vice president for a man she essentially called racist and a segregationist? Have or anyone else in the media asked Kamala Harris those questions, Caitlin?
Senator, trust me, I covered the Biden-Harris White House. We obviously have asked for her to come on, but
that's not what he asked you. No, you protect Democrats and you lie about Republicans because you're hacks, because you're corrupt, because you're propaganda agents posing as reporters and journalists. That's what you are. And you might be posing as something else, but we won't go down that road. All right. We got some other big news here. We're gonna continue to cover news through the remainder of what we have left here. Remember, folks, support us by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. Look, that story we just had, I don't know if you're going to see that anywhere else. You know, that's the kind of stuff that most people don't want to touch. Most people don't want to cover. Not us. We will cover these stories, and I think it has huge implications beyond just the personal level of the Younger case, but also it could set dangerous precedents depending on how this thing goes. I mean, that's it. I mean, maybe, because I'm thinking about this too, is like, maybe we'll do a skit. Maybe we'll film a skit where we do like a fake CPS, like breaking into a house and there's a person standing over a baby. We'll have like a baby doll or something. And there's a person standing over a baby doll, like chopping it up with a knife. And the police and CPS are like, stop it right now. Stop it. Criminal child abuse, going crazy. And then the person with the knife goes, oh, no. It's a trans kid. It's a trans kid. You know, covered in blood and everything. Children crying. It's a trans kid. It's a trans kid. Oh, I'm sorry. My mistake. I didn't realize that was a trans kid. Please forgive me. Carry on. Continue the mutilation, please. Sorry about that. Sorry to bother you. Because that's what this is. So, yeah, we take that leap to cover these stories and have these guests on. So we hope you'll support us so we can continue in these endeavors by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. All kinds of great products there. And by the way, I don't know how much longer the T-shirts are going to be in stock or on sale. The Trump Bulletproof T-shirt, these things tend to kind of come and go as their limited release. So if you want to get the latest InfoWars T-shirts, now's the time, InfoWarsStore.com. And the entire product line, by the way, the entire product line of InfoWars MD is 25% off. The entire product line. And so, look, if you have trouble sleeping, so many people have trouble sleeping, I cannot recommend Good Night Sleep enough. Now, if you've never taken a sleep aid formula, then this is, I mean, it can be game-changing. If you're not sleeping well, there's a reason why formulas like this exist, because they work. And Good Night Sleep really works. 25% off. Just look at all the reviews for yourself. It's got ingredients that are known to help you get a good night's rest, like melatonin, magnesium, vitamin B6, and you can read the entire sleep formula yourself. And that's part of the InfoWars MD line, 25% off all those products. Prostate support, very important for men. Nerve and joint formulas that are just good for achy joints or nerve issues for some relief. So many great products there. So you get a great product and you keep InfoWars on the air. We appreciate your continued support at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, let me just start picking up and putting down some of these stories we have here. Bronx prosecutor abruptly resigns after getting caught allegedly trying to meet young boy by predator hunters. We've got this footage in clip 24. This is crazy, if you guys want to just roll this. New York assistant district attorney quits after being caught by pedophile hunters as he was trying to meet a 13-year-old boy caught by vigilante pedophile hunters in a Target parking lot. Confronted by members of the group Dads Against Predators, he tried to bolt away, but they caught him, put him in a headlock. Wonder what his politics are. A district attorney in the Bronx, do you really have to guess?
I'm here to meet a 13-year-old boy!
That's what you get for trying to meet a little boy. Child predator.
anything about that.
Right here. Yeah, you're trying to get a milkshake with him, huh?
No, I wasn't.
You're trying to get real familiar.
What you trying to do?
I was trying to get your ass yoked the fuck up.
Who would be against this? I'm just curious. Do you think that's controversial? Do you think it's controversial to confront a child predator like that? Do you think it's controversial to confront a child predator in public and to call them out, and if they try to get away, to subdue them or put them in a headlock? Who would think that's controversial? It won't be long, I guarantee you. If it's not already happening, I haven't really heard about it. Because obviously it'd be so controversial to really be public about this. It won't be long before Democrats try to pass legislation to make this illegal. Guarantee it. Do not doubt me on this. Do not doubt me on this, folks. Democrats will eventually try to pass legislation to make this illegal and make the child predator watchers and hunters face justice, jail time, arrest if they do this. You know, there's a thing about street justice. There's a thing about vigilante justice. And in a way, it's the most organic form of justice. It's not an endorsement of it. I'm just asking the question, who would be against this? What do you think a guy trying to meet up with a young boy, what do you think a pedophile, a predator to children deserves when he's caught like that? And this is happening everywhere. This is happening everywhere. And now it's a Bronx district attorney. As this thing gets closer, folks, as this thing gets closer to the top, as this thing gets closer to just right inside the Democrat Party, yeah, they're going to write legislation making it illegal. In fact, they kind of already do, but it's more just policy-based, where certain jurisdictions just will not follow up with cases like these. We all know why. We all know why. If I was Republicans, I'd get ahead of this. This is nothing but a winning issue, by the way. What about this guy? Caught by libs of TikTok. Brian Schott Happens. Why did you delete this tweet about buying pornographic books for kids? What does the Salt Lake Tribune think of this? Left-wing journalist Byron Schott is looking for kids who he can buy pornographic books for. There's a name for people who want to give porn to other people's kids. What is it, liberal? Yes. Democrat? Yes. And they play this game. They did it again at the rally last night. Trump wants to ban books. Republicans want to ban books. I don't want to have pornography in the classroom. Since when is that controversial? Hey, we're going to ban pornographic materials from children. Oh, you're a book banner, says the Democrat Party.
Alex Jones here with a call of action, a call to action for all the patriots out there watching or listening to this transmission. We can't fight the globalists without your support. And I can't think of an organization or group out there other than President Trump that has had more of an effect against the New World Order than this operation. And that's because of the grace of God and your support and our intrepid crew. And I'm asking you now at a critical time going into this election when the enemy is trying to shut everybody down and put everybody in prison to double down and support the broadcast more than ever, to share the articles, the videos, the links, and to get the products at InfoWarsStore.com. So, 2.5 years ago, one of our great supporters and sponsors came forward and said, you ought to sell collectible cards with a little ingot of gold in it. These are very, very popular. And I went and looked it up online. It is very, very popular. It's not an investment. It's a collectible. If you want to get gold or silver and get the best prices on it, that's Dr. Kirk Elliott and KEPM.com/gold. Best group out there, highest ratings. Amazing prices, the best. This is a collectible and a memento to know you supported the broadcast. Then the bankruptcy started, and the people that came in from the court said, we're not going to keep outside people's products in here in your store. And they kicked them back to the folks, despite the fact that we'd already sold out of half of these in just a month. Well, now that I'm back in control of the company, And now that InfoWars itself is not in bankruptcy, I am able to offer these again, and this will help keep us on air. InfoWars has teamed up with one of the nation's leading mints to help you acquire this 24-karat .999 pure gold without paying thousands of dollars an ounce. Stock up on 24-karat .999 pure gold in the most popular size of 1/10 gram, an affordable, sleek card that fits your wallet, drawer, glove compartment, and is easy to travel with. They're amazing cards. It's got original art I came up with. It's got the little bar of gold in there. And it just lets you know that you supported the InfoWar. You'll have a historical memento as a keepsake for yourself, for your family, for your children, and your grandchildren. Because this is a historic fight. And this is a true piece of Americana that we have here. So I'm very, very proud of it. Again, we sold out of half of these a couple years ago. They got put back to the company that paid to have them made. Now that I'm back in control, they shipped them back into our warehouse, and the other half are available right now. I would imagine they'll sell out in a month or so. We've only got a few thousand of these left, and I cannot fund this operation without you doing this. Now, I want to be clear. I'm not telling you to buy this as a gold investment. That's not what this is. It's a little piece of gold in there. This is like on NPR, that still gets taxpayer money. They'll sell a coffee mug that costs them $5 or a baseball cap that costs them $10. And you make a $100 donation and you get that as a memento that you supported communism and the New World Order. I know you don't want to do that. This costs, I think they told me, more than $10 per card, something like that, $10 or $11. And so the other $80-something dollars will go to fund the operation. We need these funds to continue on in the fight. So get your collectible card, your piece of art, with the little piece of gold in it today, and you will help keep us on air. The decision is yours. This is a limited edition. It's something that people like. It's popular, and it's something that's collectible. But regardless, the real value is knowing you stood up for America at such a critical time that myself and President Trump and others are under such massive, massive, massive levels of attack. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and get the exclusive InfoWars Limited Edition proprietary 24-karat 999 pure gold collectible. Thank you for your support. Get this collectible now and help keep us on air.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Final segment here of the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Now, I want to get into a story from last night that really needs to be addressed, especially considering the right wing or conservative side of the aisle is being misled or really missing the picture altogether. And that is the Cori Bush ouster last night. Now, I think I should put this into context with a little background. I still have friends and family in St. Louis, my hometown, so I do have a bit of a connection there. So this District 1 race still means something to me personally. I used to vote in District 1. I have friends and family that vote in District 1. I know a little bit about the district. I know a little bit about the Democrat Party in the district and its trends. And it's important to understand that given the results. But Cori Bush, radical left-winger, member of the squad, loses the District 1 race last night. That's St. Louis City. And of course, the right wing, in a very reactionary way, in a very shallow way, in a very pseudo-victorious way, is celebrating this. They're celebrating this, which is a huge mistake. Now, I get it. I'm no fan of Cori Bush. I don't like Cori Bush. Cori Bush represents a far-left liberal Democrat that's bad for this country. The ideology, the policy, absolutely. But to think that this is a victory or to celebrate this is to miss the bigger picture or really just miss the boat entirely for two reasons. One, how does Cori Bush lose this seat? A little background information. The Democrats have controlled this seat for decades. And it's a pretty prominent seat to earn as a Democrat. And you become pretty prominent inside the Democrat Party, specifically in St. Louis, when you win this seat. Previously, it was held by Lacey Clay, who is a major player in Democrat Party politics in St. Louis for decades. Cori Bush ran against him unsuccessfully, finally unseated him in 2020. And sometimes that's kind of been a trend every 4 years where the Democrat voters are looking for somebody new. And if you run a right campaign and you reach the right people, you can unseat the incumbent. Now, having said all that, let me explain why this is not a victory and the two reasons. One, this seat was literally bought by the Israeli lobby. They spent $9 million on Wesley Bell. This was the most expensive House race ever. The Israel lobby spent $9 million to defeat Cori Bush. $9 million. So ask yourself, why is Missouri House District 1, why is that seat worth $9 million to the Israeli lobby? Well, maybe they have a large Jewish population. No. Actually, it's about 1%. Of the District 1 population is Jewish. 1%. 1%. So that's not it. What is going to be the difference between Bell and Bush? Bell is still going to represent the same far left policies that Bush represented. Bell is still going to vote for the Democrat Party policy or against the Republican Party policy, just like Cori Bush was doing. Now, Bell might be a little more polished. He might not be as radical on the surface. He might not be abrasive in public as Bush was. But the political results are going to virtually be indifferent, except in one area, and that's supporting war and supporting foreign aid specifically to Israel. Now you tell me, as a conservative, you tell me how that is a victory. As a conservative, you tell me how that is a victory, that a foreign nation buys a House seat, buys a congressional vote, $9 million, and it's worth it to them because they need that vote for foreign aid and foreign wars. Tell me how that's conservative. A Republican is not going to win that race. 0%. Bell is now the assumed District 1 representative. A Republican is not going to win that race. Tell me how that's a conservative victory. That a foreign lobbying group can buy a House seat simply for foreign aid and foreign wars. Extremely shallow, extremely reactionary, and a pseudo victory for any conservatives, for any so-called conservatives celebrating Cori Bush's loss. There is nothing victorious for a conservative about that. Nothing at all. Quite the opposite, in fact. So when I saw that and I saw people celebrating it, and it's really unfortunate that you have conservatives that are so short-sighted and you have conservatives that are so shallow and you have conservatives that are so reactionary, because nothing about that is conservative. Nothing. Nothing about a foreign nation buying a House seat so that they can get more foreign aid and support their foreign wars. Nothing about that is conservative. Nothing at all. and there will be no policy difference between Bush and Bell except on those issues of foreign aid and foreign wars. So do not be fooled to celebrate Cori Bush being defeated. It might feel good, and I get it. We are desperate for political victories and Cori Bush no longer annoying us and bothering us with her obnoxiousness. Might feel good, might seem good, but when you look at what actually happened, it's not good. In fact, it's bad, and there's no victory there for conservatives, none. So just understand that. Now, I guess, you know, AIPAC has successfully got rid of Bowman. Now they have successfully got rid of Bush. I think AOC and Ilhan Omar are safe at this point, but they'll come for them next. They'll play ball or they'll come for them next. But that just shows you, folks, 1% of District 1 is Jewish, and the Israeli lobby just bought that House seat. You want to talk about blackface? How about a group of Israeli lobbyists, a group of Jewish people in a district that's 1% Jewish, using a black man to unseat Cori Bush just so they can get their foreign funding, foreign aid, and foreign wars? And you think that's a victory for conservatism? Wrong-o. So I just wanted to get the record straight on that and make sure you are aware of that. Meanwhile, World Health Organization calls emergency committee on monkeypox spread. Why does this thing always happen after Gay Pride Month? Anyway, this is going on in Africa. But who knows? They've always tried to turn monkeypox into the next big pandemic. U.S. hands over its last military base in Niger to the ruling junta. Any comment from Biden on this? Now, how could this be? How could the U.S. lose a military base in Niger, especially when they're so strong and they do promotional army videos like this in clip 18?
Who are you? Who are we? We are that platoon.
No. You guys are like this. Who are you? Who are we? We are that platoon. Like that.
Who are you? Who are we? We are that platoon.
Ah. I see. Non-binary runner Nikki Hiltz advances to semifinals for Team USA. You want to make a safe bet? Nah, we won't give the betting advice. All right. We take a 21-hour break. That does it for today's edition of the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. We'll see you tomorrow. In the meantime, you stay classy, InfoWarriors.
So they always tell you it's the most important election of your lifetime, but of course, this one actually is. That's demonstrable. And it's also, because it is so important, being censored at every level by the tech companies. So we were thinking about this a couple of months ago, and we thought, why not get on the road live in front of actual people, live audiences, coast to coast, a nationwide tour where we can't be censored? That'd be good. It would also be fun. So we're doing it. We're going to be on stage with some of our friends, some of the most fascinating people we know, the most recognizable people we know, responding to what is happening in America this September in real time. It'll be just like the podcast, but it's going to be live. So we're excited to announce that our friend Larry Elder is coming to join us in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Our friend John Rich will be there with us in Sunrise, Florida. We're adding more stops. We just added another stadium show in Reading, Pennsylvania. We'll be joined on stage by Alex Jones. They tell you what Alex Jones is like. Have you seen him in person? You should. Make up your own mind. It's going to be fun as hell and interesting and intense, and we hope you will join us. Go to TuckerCarlson.com right now to get your tickets. See you there.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed. Period.
We told you what was going to happen, and it did. Now we're telling you what's coming. At Real Alex Jones on X.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.